Okay, hi, good morning, good morning. It's Coast 93.1, The Blake Show with Kelly and Todd. This segment is, or the message is called, I Am Not the Surrogate. And it's from a woman who's pregnant with her ex's baby, and now the ex's new / old girlfriend is getting way too involved. Okay? I dated a guy for 3 months. He left me to go back to his ex. Right after we broke up, I found out I was pregnant. I told him, and he was ecstatic. Turns out his girlfriend had fertility issues and would likely never be able to get pregnant naturally.
Oh, my God!
He has always wanted to be a dad. Getting back together was out of the question for us. He's still with his girlfriend. So he found out I was having twins.
Oh, my God.
And I met with the two of them, and she said she wanted to be involved in the pregnancy because she would eventually be the children's stepmother.
Warning.
She has started telling me things that I need to do, like home birth. Formula, so the babies could be with them for some of the week.
Oh my God, she's going to try to breastfeed the babies.
Mm-hmm.
Oh my God.
And that they would be calling me mommy and her mama.
Oh, boy.
I said, I will make the best choices for my children and my body, and I left. So
good for her.
Yeah, so it goes on from there. I mean, there's like, she threw a gender reveal party. Yeah, it's really, really a lot.
I mean.
Yeah. So now the woman's considering getting a lawyer.
Yeah.
Considering?
Yeah.
I mean, let's give a call.
She needs to get full custody.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Because she's going to lose those kids because they're going to take them and run away.
And restraining orders.
And restraining orders. I agree. We need to get the police involved here.
So this is not local, by the way. This is not happening here. I just Florida. Now that you say get the police involved, I don't want you to go
start stalking.
Yes.
Yeah.
Okay.
And see what if they need my help.
No. When you say things like that, Kelly, people get serious about it and will go and try to figure out who it is because there are crazy people like you who listen to our show and will go, well, I'm going to figure out who this is and I'm going to get a restraining order for him. You know, it's like, okay, hold on, back down. This is just.
Okay.
Something that I'm reading about that is happening elsewhere. Okay. It's happening elsewhere, not in Maine. A real story, though.
Wow.
And so I'm sure she's getting a lot of. I mean, now that this is, popped up online, I think that she's getting some good legal advice and everything.
Oh, I bet.
But what a crazy story.
Yeah, that's.
What a horrible position
alarming.
To be in. Yeah.
Yeah, I know.
Alarming.
And now, so what are her options? Okay. Let's weigh the options. She could say that. No, she could try to get sole custody, which is probably feasible, I would think.
Mm-hmm.
Right? But I'm sure, depending on the state, he has a claim of it being hers, but they probably have to do a paternity test, right?
Mm-hmm.
And if this all starts with a weird thing. Forget about the pregnancy for a second. He dated her for 3 months, got her pregnant, and then went back to his ex.
I didn't even think about that.
This guy is not, I'm not really having a lot of sympathy for this guy.
No, and maybe that was the plan the whole time.
Well, right.
Let's take it like a Lifetime movie way.
Right. Did he intentionally, whoa, wait a minute. Oh, you mean that they didn't really break up. They broke up.
Right.
Oh, whoa.
Yeah.
I didn't even think about that.
Like he found
someone fertile.
A handmaid. I mean,
right. Someone said fertile. Go find a fertile Myrtle.
Mm-hmm.
And then he ended up. And then all of a sudden.
Yeah.
He's back with the ex and the ex is very involved. Ooh, I didn't even
and
think
in three
of that.
Months is like after the first trimester. And the babies are, that's when you usually start to announce after the first. I don't know. It seems fishy. The guy doesn't seem. That's my Lifetime movie side that I'm taking.
I don't know, though. This is normally I'd be like, okay, that's crazy, Kelly, but you have a point.
I mean, the timing fits.
Yeah. Especially because of the infertility thing.
Yeah.
And how he wanted kids and she wanted kids. They couldn't have kids together.
Yeah.
I mean, they could have done, I mean, well, you get into like IVF and there's some treatments, but they can be very expensive.
Mm-hmm.
But you know what else is expensive? Lawyers.
Yeah.
Ooh, yeah. Wow. I didn't even think of that.
Yeah, that's what I think, you know. Or if the flip side, if, you know, that isn't how crazy it is, I kind of feel bad for him if these are obviously his kids, but now he's just with a crazy girlfriend. Well, but it's time to drop the crazy girlfriend or you're going to have a hard time seeing your kids.
Mm.
It sounds like she's more crazy than he is. I mean, he should be excited that he has kids if we're taking the normal route.
Okay, and then here's another wrinkle in it, and I'll just throw this in just to be fair. We're getting the one perspective.
Mm-hmm.
What if she's, well, no, it doesn't really sound like she's the crazy one. She seems to be pretty level-headed about it, but.
I mean, she was with a guy for 3 months and now she's pregnant with twins. Like,
so she's got, yeah.
I mean, the poor thing, but.
Yeah.
Hey, we always, you know, I think he's going to drop the crazy.
Yeah. But is he going to do that? He already went back to her again.
He wants to see his kid. I mean, that's where I don't even know if a judge would grant that based on her, not him, right? You can't take his rights away because of his girlfriend. I don't know.
I don't know, but that sounds
right.
Reasonable. Yeah.
Oof.
Boy.
What a terrible
man.
Situation.
I didn't even think about the Lifetime movie part.
Mm-hmm.
Oof.
Yeah. This is juicy.
Know. Yeah.
This is juicy.
I don't know where to find any updates on this, but I'll try to follow it.
And so she's meeting with them and the...
I think she was trying to do the right thing, you know, and I admire that she was like, you know what, he is the dad, you know?
Yeah.
Boy,
how do we know she's going to be this? They're not married. They're just together.
Right.
He could drop her like a hot potato in another 6 weeks. I mean, if I'm pregnant after 3 months with twins, I'm not going to meet you and your new girlfriend. Uh-uh.
Right, I wouldn't either.
No,
but,
I'll be like, see you in the hospital in 9 months.
Right.
Also, you need to write me a check. That's what I'm doing.
Well, that's the other part.
That's
right.
What I'm doing. Wow, there's a lot.
There's so much.
A lot of layers here.
Yeah. I love, he could drop her like a hot potato too.
Yeah, I mean, you know, there's a lot of things we need to think about.
Yeah.
But I'm surely not meeting the ex, but I'm pregnant.
Right, no.
Uh-uh.
No.
No. No.
Could you imagine?
No.
That's what, I mean, yeah, I got to hand it to her. But that's what makes me wonder, is she, you know, 100%, is there something going on with her?
Yeah.
You know what I mean? Because if she's like, okay, yeah, we'll have this big happy family, you know, like, I mean, I appreciate that optimism, but that's a lot harder.
Yeah.
Than, yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. So is he, well, now let's say he drops the old ex, new girlfriend, and goes with the woman who's pregnant.
Yeah.
Well, is that really going to work either?
No, because new ex is coming back and she's going to end up breastfeeding the two babies and taking them. It's a movie called Hand That Rocks the Cradle.
I was with you, and then that's where it just went. Yeah.
Well, that's
right
where she
off,
goes. That's where she goes.
Right over the edge.
Drop it like it's hot. Drop it like it's hot.
Right, just over the rest. Right over the edge. We were teetering the whole time and that just went.
Yeah, I know.
Whoops. Man. Okay, well, I'll try and follow and bring an update if there is an update, okay?